Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what up, everybody? This is Lee from Lee and Keys and Evan Real Talk Radio. But tonight, I got a special show as me and one of my longtime friends from back in my days in the Air Force, we're going to chop it up tonight. Me and my man, that's going to be guest co-hosting tonight. We met back in 94, and the funny thing is he's a Cowboys fan, and I'm a Washington fan, and our two teams, you know, we are arch rivals. We're both fans of the sport of boxing, which is our topic of discussion tonight. Let me introduce y'all to my friend, my homie, my partner, Tony Anderson. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what it do? What it do, everybody? What it do? What's happening? What's happening? I'm glad, you know, I'm glad to be here to chop it up with my long-term partner, Lee Brown, a.k.a. Doodle from Virginia, already.
Yeah, man. So, you know, a lot of people don't really know how this show came into being, so I'm going to let them know. Me and Tony be talking, and Tony is an avid fan of boxing, and I used to be an avid fan of boxing, but I'm more on the UFC tip because of what boxing has become. So, you know, I reached out to him. I was like, hey, man, you want to jump on the show and talk some boxing? And he was like, yeah. So, yo, man, like I told you, let's have some fun. Let's jump into it, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, you know, me and you be talking offline, but, you know, the pandemic and stuff kind of put sports at a stop. But, you know, boxing came back around. So what's your opinion on the state of boxing, man? What we liking, what you like and what you don't like right now in the sport of boxing?
Man, the state of boxing, I think I'm going to say it didn't turn into a straight-up business. A business, you know, people of it's like all the champions, they scared to get out there. Oh. They scared to get off that hole. They don't want to take an L, so they always – it's like they not fighting the best like they supposed to. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to credit that to Floyd. And it's good and it's bad because, you know, you want them to get their money because a lot of cats back in the day didn't. But then they just going a little too far with it because, hey, man, you gonna lose, man. I mean, some of the best lost, you know, got up off of O. And because Floyd went 50, you know, a lot of these other cats, the young, they think they can do the same thing. So that's what I see the state of boxing in. But it ain't all bad though, because it's starting to come around. The next few months we have some good matches. So right now it's cool. But it was lacking for a little bit because, like you said earlier, UFC was taking over, and it was just more popular. Just to be real, it was just more popular. I mean, and that doesn't look good for a sport like boxing that makes more money than the UFC to not be as popular as the UFC. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. You know, man, it's kind of funny that, you know, that we talk about boxing as in the heyday in the past when we got all the boxers, all the top guys used to fight each other. And it wasn't even like it was a thing. It wasn't like it was a shock to us. You know, you had the top guys fighting everybody. If you just look at Sugar Ray Leonard's career, Sugar Ray Ford, Randy Duran, Thomas Hearns. He fought basically everybody in his division. And then it's like nowadays to even get these guys. Yeah, but nowadays to even get these guys to even, you know, to sit down at a table to negotiate a deal is pulling teeth. But you know, man, I think boxing is in a good place right now. But I'm gonna go a whole different way than you went. I think boxing is a good place because all their stars right now are young. All their stars are young and growing in the sport.
No doubt, man.
And when your stars are young, you know, you can build rivalries. And what fans love? Fans love rivalries. Fans want to see guys get in there more than once. You know, maybe you get a trilogy fight, you know, where you
– Right.
Somebody got to win, too. So –
Right.
I think as long as boxing can build with their young guys, they good. But another thing that boxing did that I like is everything ain't pay-per-view no more. You don't have to pay-per-view fights anymore.
Thank you.
So You know, now you get good fights on ESPN, Showtime, Fox.
Yeah.
And what free fights give you is on the undercard, you get to see up-and-coming guys, you know, and girls come up and build a brand and their legacy, you know, through free fights, man. And I kind of like
that, Lee,
man.
You saying it right, bro. You hitting the nail on the head, man. You hitting the nail on the head. Exactly, man. That's why Teofimo Lopez, he want a new and up-and-coming lightweight. That's why he always say the takeover, let's get it. The takeover, because they all in their 20s. They all in their 20s, bro.
Yeah,
just like
man.
What you said, a young gun.
And I think when your stars are young, you know, it the sport can grow stars. You can grow young stars. You can't grow old stars. But I think one of the bad things about boxing is the sport is all about the promoters are still running the sport of boxing and not the boxers. But I'll talk about that in a later topic. But let's move on, Tone.
For sure.
I got to ask this question. You brought it up.
Uh-oh.
Has the UFC become bigger than boxing? And
man,
it's
like this, man. I think because you just said it. America loves brutality. They love brutality. The UFC is savage. First of all, it was new, and then they just got tired. Because honestly, man, a lot of boxing fans, they really hate Floyd Mayweather, and he was like the face of boxing. So they were just like this. I don't know if they were just getting. Then like Floyd or whatever, there is no heavyweight champion no more like back in the day. So it just kind of like just fell off. And UFC just, I mean, it just took off, bro. And it's savagery. And the people and the dudes fight who they supposed to fight. It ain't all that politics and stuff. But only thing about it, the UFC would get paid more money if they had more than one promoter. Dana White killing them boys, man.
And I totally agree with the pay issue, but the pay issue also falls back on the fighters. I think UFC fighters need to unionize because basically when you're a fighter, you are basically an independent contractor. You know?
Wow.
When you fight in the UFC, you're an independent contractor. Now, in boxing, you have managers, you have promoters.
Right.
Managers and promoters are out to make money. And guess what?
Yeah.
The more money they make, the more money they can pay you. So that's why boxers, boxers get paid. So
you
when
just
you
me
at,
on that one.
Yeah. When you look at the UFC, John Jones is looking out what's best for John Jones. He ain't looking out for what's best for this young guy that got 10 fights. He looking out for what's best for him. But the reason the UFC has become bigger than boxing, though, Tony, let's just get down to it, man. In the UFC, everybody fights everybody. There is no ducking and dodging. There is no picking your opponent. And that's what makes the UFC basically bigger than boxing as of right now. Plus, the UFC is an international sport. If you look at the UFC champions, you look at the champions, you got Izzy Adesanya. He's from New Zealand. But he's by way of Africa. You got Francis Ngannou, Nigerian. You got Usman, who's from Nigeria. You got Amanda Nunes from Brazil. You got Wiley Zhang from China. So the champions are international. They not just here in the United States. So the UFC is a bigger international sport. Although in boxing, you do have your Canelo, your Joshua, your Fury, but
in the lightweight got a Japanese dude, I think. They got some folks, but when we go over there, we beat them though. Boxing just be beating them dudes over there. They can't come over. That's why so many Americans.
And that's why I don't put stock in a lot of boxers that are champions that are overseas Because to
right,
me,
exactly,
it's just my personal opinion. Right. You're not a true champion or a true star until we in America accept you. Anthony Joshua,
hello?
We haven't accepted him yet. But we accepted
right.
Tyson Fury. So, you know, man, I think that's why the UFC
man,
is bigger.
That, man.
Go ahead. You don't understand
I don't understand
what?
How they accept Tyson Fury, man. He is not all that to me, man. I don't know why, man. I don't understand it.
I think Tyson
right,
Fury.
You said it right.
But the thing with Tyson Fury is, Tyson Fury, he beat the baddest guy in the world, who was Klitschko at the time. Then, you know, he had his little incident. But then after his incident, he came to America. He came to America to build his name back up, to build his fame back up. He didn't hide overseas. He came back over here for Deontay Wilder. Twice over here. He had a fight over here after he had that draw with Wilder. So Fury has built his name and his stock up here in America.
I got to give it to him.
Canelo has
I got to give it to him, man. He in there with somebody because, boy, he being promoted like a mug, bro.
Yeah, man. And that's,
I mean,
and that's
I be
one
like,
of the
dang.
Problems that... But to hit a negative thing with the UFC is, like you said, and I totally agree with you, is the UFC, they're going to be in trouble when fighters realize their worth and that they're being underpaid. Once UFC fighters figure that out, and Zuffa, the company that owns, that's basically the owner of the UFC, they're a half-billion-dollar They are a $500 million company, and you're not paying your fighters as if they're the asset. So I see that kind of derailing the UFC, man. So like you said, if they ever get a second promoter, or let's say if I got a fighter like John Jones, and I say, John, sign this promotion deal with me, the UFC could be in trouble, bro.
Can you explain something to me, Lee?
Go ahead.
And this is about UFC. Can you explain something? How in the world is it that Dana White has been able to pimp the UFC like he's doing? They used to talk about Don King and whatnot. How is he being able to do that, bro, in this time and day?
Because if you look at it, like I told you, if you look at the UFC, right, the UFC only has two major competitors, Bellator and ONE. ONE is Asian-based. And basically, they just got a TV deal. So most fighters not going to go over there because they're not going to have eyes on them. And when you don't have a TV deal, guess what? They don't pay as well. Bellator is kind of like the B-leagues to me compared to the UFC. And most guys that leave the UFC or get fired by the UFC, they go to Bellator. But Dana White... And the UFC, they super slick, bro. They super slick because they know they're the best show in town when it comes to MMA. And they also know that when they sign these fighters to these fight deals, that it's hard for them to get out of them contracts. They make it kind of like ironclad for a fighter to have to stay with them unless they let the fighter go. Because you look at it, right now Ronda Rousey's still under contract. She with WWE. But if she was ever decided to come back to MMA, guess what? She had to come back to the UFC because her contract ain't fulfilled.
Damn.
That's kind of messed up, dog.
And he's taking away with it, bro.
Yeah, man. And that's the fighter's fault. But you brought it up earlier, man. Your boy Floyd Mayweather, man.
Oh, man. I knew Floyd was coming.
You know, 50-0. You know, probably probably one of the top five fighters of all time. Was Floyd good or bad for the sport, man?
Man, you know what? He was a gift. He was a gift and a curse.
Talk on.
Because the reason I say he's a gift and a curse because it's like he used to be up on the top rank also. Was up on the top rank, but somewhere he could never get, like I'm saying, Bob Arum, man, sometimes I just think he's just a snake, a racist, or whatever, because Floyd Mayweather was beating everybody, but he would never put him as that dude. He liked, you know, he liked Oscar. And Floyd, back in the day, bought himself out of his own contract. Back to what you just said about the UFC, it's up to the fighters. Floyd took that in his own hand and bought his way out of his contract back in the day. And then he had to pay like $500,000 to $700,000 to get out of that contract. To get out of that contract, form his own Mayweather to what it is today. And he was under the tutelage of his dad and his uncle, Roger. And look what he is. So I'm not gonna say, and to me that was a good part. That was a good part because he shows these youngsters how to be businessmen. So after they fight, they have all their faculties, have money to do the business part of it. And I appreciate that. That was a good part about it. But the bad part about it is what not, just like what I was saying earlier. He got these youngsters not wanting to take a loss, man. He got these youngsters not wanting to take a L. Some of them want to be like him, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. That right there I would say would be the bad part. And you know what I'm saying? And, you know, in my opinion. I mean, because this dude, even the best boxers, some of the best boxers you know, Lee, have lost once or twice. But these days, it's like you lose once, they be thinking it's almost like your career is over. No, man. Career ain't over.
Which is crazy, dog.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, because I'm just like, oh, go ahead.
It's competition, dog. Competitions sparks the best in both people. You know, it's like I'm going to go use Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan knew he had to get better to get past Detroit. If he didn't get bigger, tougher, and stronger, he was never going to get past Detroit. That's what Mike did. Got in the white room. Mike got in the weight room. He got a different type of mentality. And Scotty got a different type of mentality. Their horse came with a different. So that's when they finally got past Detroit, is because it's the spirit of competition. But I'm not a friend. I'm going to start this off. Anybody that listens to the show know that I'm not a fan of Floyd Mayweather the man, because I don't agree with, you know, the domestic stuff, him putting his hands on women. A boxer, a fighter, an MMA fighter, you should never use your hands in a domestic dispute, because your hands are used to grease your pockets. And you're considered.
Right. You'll kill somebody, man.
Yeah. So that's one thing I don't like about Floyd the person. But Floyd the boxer, I thought Floyd was bad for the sport, because after he bought his way out of his top rank contract, he started promoting his own fights. And when you promote your own fights, guess what? You can pick and choose who you fight. And Floyd
Look what they're doing now.
Yeah. Yep. But if you look at it, Leonard Ellerbe was Floyd's promoter. He was Floyd's manager. Who's over PBC? Leonard Ellerbe. So he learned from the best. So, you know, man, it's just, I think, picking his own fights, that kind of hurt the sport.
But he fought, I don't understand, man. He fought some good dude. He fought some good cats, too, man. I was looking at something the other day on my time. It said it was 16 champions he beat. And I could name all. I mean, Manny Pacquiao, they was all in there. I was like, you know, Canelo, De La Hoya.
Canelo was young. Pacquiao was 5 to 7 years too late.
Dude, they were both old, though, man.
Chicken
when he fought him.
I'm gonna come at you with this one, Tone. Being that Floyd was picking his own fights, it was one guy that wanted to fight Floyd, and Floyd ducked him, Vernon Forrest.
Who?
Vernon Forrest.
God rest his dead. God bless his soul. Floyd ducked him.
Vernon Forrest wanted to fight Floyd Mayweather. Guess what Floyd and his team did? They fired Vernon Forrest to be his promoter. And you know, back then, you didn't fight guys that was already on your team.
Right. I didn't know.
So
I didn't
they
know
signed. Yeah, man. So you know, and back then, him and Vernon Forrest were both young in their prime,
yeah.
And Vernon Forrest was a beast.
Yeah, then Vernon beat Vernon beat Roy Jones. I thought he fought Roy Jones.
Vernon beat a lot of cats, though. Vernon was
man, I
was Vernon
like,
was nice, dude.
I was like, I thought he, I could be wrong, but I thought he'd be Roy. I was like, what the heck? I was like, dang. Because, you know, Roy was the dude.
Yeah.
And I'm like, somebody beat Roy. I was like, I think it was him, man. I was like, dang, God bless his soul. But I'm agree with you. I'm agree with you on this. Some of them cats, Floyd, when he started to get older, I like, his last fight with Andre Berto. I'm like, man, are you serious? Are you freaking serious? I was so
hey,
mad like this. Come on, man. I mean, but Andre Berto, you can tell he. But the fact that he did that, I look at it like this: you put some money in another brother's hands, because that's what the other nationalities be doing in boxing that I see too, man. And the people don't like to talk about that. But you're right, Floyd. He picks some of his folks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's how it was.
I ain't gonna bang on Floyd, man. But I'm gonna say
right.
One thing Floyd did for these young guys is he
yeah.
showed them, you know, how to make money. You know, how to get more
yeah.
out of your work. You know,
yep.
become your own promoter. You know?
Yeah.
And I think another thing that Floyd did that a lot of people don't realize is Floyd brought boxing back to Las Vegas. Las Vegas had become kind of like a forgotten spot for boxing. So, you know, boxing had started traveling. L.A.,
yeah.
New York,
yeah.
Dallas,
yep.
New Orleans,
right.
You know, Miami. But Floyd
right.
brought boxing back to Las Vegas, which boxing should have always been at, in my opinion, because all the biggest fights that I can remember were always in Las Vegas. So, you know, he did do that for boxing, though.
Yeah, Caesar's Palace. When you and I were growing up, it was Caesar's Palace and sometimes Atlantic City. Sometimes. But you're right. They were most times in Caesar's Palace. You're right.
Yep. But,
you're right.
You know, man, we're going to switch gears real quick, talk about something real serious, man.
Okay.
We can't sugarfoot around something that we both know is happening. And, you know I just brought it up about Floyd Mayweather, but one of the young and upcoming stars of boxing right now is finding himself in a lot of legal troubles right now. And we talk about Tank Davis, man.
Yeah, Javonte, man.
Legal woes. He had a domestic
yeah.
violence thing in February 2020.
Yeah.
And then he had
yeah.
a hit and run in November 2020 that injured four people. And they talking about he got 14 criminal charges stemming from this. So do you think his legal woes going to derail his career?
I'm going to say this, man. And I, you know, the thing with the female, he was talking about it. And I was like, golly, man, you cannot be. He said, well, I just shook her real hard or whatever. I just wanted her to get up out of there. But what you gotta understand, man. And I don't know if Floyd's been telling him this, man. You cannot wherever you go, Tank Davis. They're looking at you times 20. You can't. You got people to do that for you, man. You got people to do that for you. You don't have to go in the crowd and try to get your girl up out of there. Whether or not, she in Atlanta. I mean, come on, man. You, let your people handle that, bro. You can't do that. And if he keep doing stuff like that, and then with the accident, does that video, I was looking at the video, did that video show of him? Did he really do that? Or they just saying it? With the accident?
Well, they
with the car?
Well, they waited until they could get all this, the evidence before they charged
yeah.
him. Because
oh,
the
okay.
charges just came out in February, and the accident was in November.
See, how did they – see, that's why when I was writing my notes on that, I was like, if he keep doing that and it's 100% him, he's going to be done, man. Because, dude, at the end of the day, one thing America right now is not about to take, you ain't going to be putting your hands on no kind of woman. Not these days.
No,
they get you up out of there, bro. They get you up out. I mean, it's wrong anyway. But in 2021, they get you up out of there, man, on that domestic violence stuff. And you a boxer, too, and you affiliated with Floyd Mayweather? Come on, man. That's a triple negative. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
that's
Tony,
a triple negative. What's up?
Did you see the video of him and the girl?
No. You talking about when he pushed her? I mean, when he...
When they was at the basketball game.
No, I did. He was just talking about it in an interview. He was talking about it. I didn't see it. What? Can you explain it to him? I didn't see it.
Okay, on the video, dog. The girl was sitting in the stands.
Okay.
Tank walked up on her. He walked up on her, and he's talking to her, and then all of a sudden he's choking her.
Dang.
In front of a gym full of people. And I was like, nah, man, come on, bro. Not like that.
Dang.
I was
That's
like,
crazy.
Man, come on, man. And I
That's
was
crazy.
Like, I was like, yo.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man, I was like, damn, Tank, you got to know better than that, bro.
That's what, see. And so you, that's why I didn't know that. So how has he been able, if it weren't for Roy's money, I mean, not Roy, I'm tripping. If it weren't for Mayweather's money, come on, man. Let him tear anybody else do that? Anybody else do that? You know they've done. And now that you just told me what happened, Tank, you know what? Something's wrong with him because he downplayed that in that interview. He was just like, he's going to counseling or something. Man, no, you're not. You know,
well, I think he said that because he had to.
That's
you
what
know,
I'm saying,
you know, Floyd is going to do a spin on it, you know, so to not ruin the young man's career or to have him crucified in the public. So Floyd is, yeah, but you know, I think Javonte just being this right here is kind of a red flag for him being associated with Floyd because of Floyd's past transgressions. But I'm gonna put it to you like this, Tom.
What's up?
Tank is 26, right?
Yeah, I think 26
years old.
Yeah.
When I heard about what's going on with him, my first thought was Mike Tyson, dog.
Oh, man.
Mike Tyson.
Yep.
Mike Tyson lost his prime sitting in jail, bro. Mike Tyson lost the prime of his career sitting in jail. Muhammad Ali lost the prime of his career because of his unwillingness to fight in the Vietnam War. Lost
right.
the prime of his career.
Yeah.
I think Javonte needs to go ahead and get out in front of all this. He needs to get out in front of all this, him and his legal team, try to see what they can do behind the scenes to not get this pushed out, so that, you know, he can still be fighting. Because there are a lot of big fights out there for him, man. You know,
you got
Teofimo Lopez, you got Lomachenko. Man, you got a lot of big fights for him that's going to put a lot of money in his pocket. So,
man.
But, he just needs to clean his act up, man. Sometimes your character, and I know I'm going to sound like an old guy right now to young folks.
No, man, you being real, bro. You being real, bro.
Sometimes your character has to trump your talent. People and fans gravitate towards guys and girls that they see or they consider to be upstanding citizens. Look at what the world did with Tiger Woods. When Tiger Woods was looked at as clean cut, man, shit, everybody in the world wanted to be Tiger Woods. But along come that scandal, and Tiger Woods' ass was sat on that curb, and then, you know, he just started coming back around. But, hey, you got to,
man,
I need Tank to start becoming a professional. In and out of
That's
the boxing
it.
Ring, man.
That's it. And you know what? As far as we know, man, Floyd probably has told him everything. He's like, hey, man, I've been there. I've been there. You can't do that. But Tank, you got to understand, man, he a young dude from Baltimore. He might be fighting them demons, period. It ain't no excuse. But, man, you right, though. One thing you cannot do, being of that kind of status, you cannot be acting a donkey. You have to be professional. Or are they going to be like this. Or it's going to be hard getting that money. It's going to be hard getting that money.
And actually what Tank to do, man, only thing Tank got to do is look at Adrian Broner.
Yeah.
Look at what happened to Adrian Broner's career. Adrian Broner, this dude was basically on top of the world. And then all of a sudden, he won the rap. He getting in trouble. And now he's like an afterthought in the boxing world, dog.
Dude, he looked terrible his last fight. Terrible.
Dude. So
they gave him that fight,
Tank,
man.
If you listening or your people listening, man, me and Tony pulling for you, bro. Man, get legal stuff squared away and get back in that ring, man, and reclaim your greatness. But man, you got to get it together in and out the ring, dog.
He does. You know what, Tank? You do. You know what I'm saying? I'm for all of them. I'm for all of them. Like, well, they some stunners, but like you said. We can't have y'all in jail because the past, if the past got anything to do with the present, it's just not good. A lot of the best fighters, some of the best fighters that Lee just mentioned, they spend a good time in jail. And people don't think 3 years is a long time to be in jail when you're a boxer. Shoot, you come back, ain't no telling who's going to be on top of the world.
Yeah, and you got to realize that when he come out, it's going to be guys that are up and coming and younger.
I agree. I hope it doesn't happen. And I'm not trying to slight, you know, what happened, but he'll be 29, 30. That's the age of Earl Spence and all this. So, but you right, you right though. There's gonna be some other bad kids. You'd be like, dang, another Tank Davis from somewhere else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
man.
You right about that. He got to get it together, man.
But doing my research, man, his legal issues. Go back, man. He was arrested in 2017 for punching a friend. That charge was dropped in 2018. He was arrested for a street fight in D.C. And then he had the thing with the girl. Now he done got the thing with the car accident. So, man, we praying for you, Tank, man. Get it together, bro. We looking forward to seeing you get in the ring again, dog.
Yeah.
But moving on to some good news, man. It's good
news,
right? To me.
I know.
Fury,
what's up?
Fury and Joshua finalized a 2-fight deal. You know, with the first fight probably happening in June. Does this mean we will get more cross promotional fights in 2021?
Lee, I really, really hope so. I really, really hope so. Especially the biggest cross-promotional fight to be made, Earl Spence versus T. Bud Crawford. PBC versus Top Rank. I really hope so, man. I really hope so, and I really think it's going to happen. That's a good question. I really think it's going to happen because PBC got some good, you know, they got stars, and Top Rank got, you know, stars too. You know what I mean? They call it the other side of the street. Whatever. That's gonna be. I think it's a good chance it's gonna happen, especially you know coming up these next few months. You know what I'm saying? I think Bob and the PBC dude. I just think they're gonna at the end of the day, like what you said, what we said earlier. This is what we want to see, and I think they're gonna make it happen. That's in my opinion. What you think?
Man, Tony, man, I was happy when Fury and Joshua fight happened. Because that was cross promotional. At that time, I was like, man, maybe everybody else will start doing it. Shit, that happened. Now we get Fury and Joshua. Fury again, signing, crossing over to fight another guy. This time, I'm more hopeful because you have Floyd talking with Bob Arum. For the Davis-Teofimo Lopez fight, We had those talks being talked about. We had Ryan Garcia being talked about from Golden Boy fighting fighting Pacquiao with PBC. And, you know, like you said, Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence. But that wasn't being talked about. The fight that was being talked about was Terrence Crawford and Sean Porter. And both of them, Sean Porter, PBC, and Terrence Crawford was top ranked. But I just think now is the time to do it, man. Boxing, y'all done lost a lot of money due to the pandemic. You really haven't been able to have your events in front of fans.
Right.
This is the time to do it, man. This is the time to do it. You got a lot of
this
top guys out there that want
to
fight each other. I mean, they actually calling each other out like, yo, let's make this happen. The boxers want it to happen. The promoters, y'all got to be able to put a little bit of pride to the side and be willing to compromise.
Exactly.
You got to look. All right, I know like for Terrence Crawford, ESPN.
Right.
ESPN is willing to. Only thing they want is for Terrence to have the best fight. They'll let you show the pay-per-view on your site. They'll let you do all the promotions. ESPN, they just want the best for Terrence Crawford. And Bob Arum needs to realize that.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Took the words right out of my mouth. Thank you.
And one other fight that I wanted to bring up that I think should happen is Canelo versus Charlo.
DAZN versus
PBC / Showtime. So I think that's another fight that we probably can get. But it's time. I know me and you talked about this, and I'm going to say it again.
Uh-huh.
The fighters have to take control of their careers and their legacies. And have to realize the promoters work for them.
Yes. And you couldn't have said it better, but I swear, whenever they finish a fight, they always give it Al Haymon. I want to thank Al Haymon. Man, he need to thank y'all, man.
Hell yeah.
I mean, that dude is a lawyer. He ain't even never boxed a nut. If you ever see Al Haymon, he's a freaking lawyer, man. I'm up here like, I mean, they say good stuff about him. You know, Errol Spence say, hey, when, you know, he got with him because, you know, he was worried about his career after boxing. I understand all that, but, man, y'all been BSing. And people are, we're hungry for the fights that you were talking about. We're hungry for those. But, they should be thanking them, man. You should be thanking those fighters. But they all give dap to him, though, bro. They all give dap to him. Because, you know what I mean? But I agree with you.
Yeah, man.
I agree with you, man. The fighters need to take control and let them know who.
Sir.
I mean,
yes, sir.
If it weren't for us, I mean, come on, man. So yeah, I agree with you on that, man. I agree with you on that. And if y'all out there listening, I'm not bashing Al Haymon or nothing. I mean, that's cool, but I'm just like, man, we just came out of a pandemic. We want to see some fight. We want to see the best fight and the best. That's all we want to see, Lee. That's all we want, man.
Forget all the politics.
Forget all that other side of the street. Man, forget all that, man. I just want the best to fight the best while they're young. While they're young. In their 20s, you know, prime, when it still matters. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to see Earl and T-Bud fight when they're 40.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
Because it's doing the fan a disservice.
Exactly. I mean, you said it earlier, man. Even though we had a pandemic, we still had some good fights. I like the way they social distanced, you know, in Texas when they were showing fights. I was like, okay. And people were still going, but I was just like, Dad, now they didn't open it back up. So I just can't wait, man, for real. I can't wait for these next few months. It's going to be some good fights.
Yeah, man, and Because even if you look at like the female boxers,
uh-huh.
I don't know whether or not you follow the female boxers. But they all fight each other.
I just know Clarissa Shields, and but I don't. And that's wrong. And no disrespect to y'all women, but I just ain't. It's just like Clarissa Shields. Always, it's like she got every belt.
Yeah. Well, she got her MMA. She started her MMA career here shortly. I want to say in June.
That MMA ain't no joke. Hey, man, I ain't tripping. And Clarissa, I'm not hating on you, sister. I'm not hating on you. I hope you do your thing. But all I know, man, we talk about the best fighting the best. What's that Brazilian lady you just mentioned? I seen a commercial. She got a Modelo commercial out. What's her name?
Amanda Nunes.
Man, I heard she is a problem in Houston.
Dog, but that's who Clarissa wants to fight. Clarissa want to fight her in an MMA fight.
So what do you think?
Man, I don't think she's been. I'm going to be real. I don't think she's been training long enough, man. You just can't. They're saying that she's going to make her. Clarissa Shields will make MMA debut on June 10th. Dog, she ain't.
Wow.
She may have been training. She may have been doing MMA for a year, but you got to remember, she just had a boxing fight, about a month ago? So that's eight weeks, 10 weeks? That's to 10 weeks of training for a fight. So that's 8 or 10 weeks that she ain't even do anything MMA. So I'm kind of worried about her. I think she thinks she going to come in there and do all that boxing shit, but that shit ain't going to work, bro.
Man.
It ain't going to work.
Hey man, y'all get the you. See, that's what I didn't understand the Floyd McGregor fight. Come up here like this. What rules are they gonna go by? As I'm telling you, ain't no way you gonna go up in MMA when they can kick, elbow, and all that. Come on, man, boxing don't do all that. It'd be like this, you get elbow to the head. I'd be like, God dang. You can use your elbow. Come on, man. Man, UFC is savage, bro.
I hope Clarissa taking it serious, because if she ain't taking it serious, she can get really, really hurt in MMA, dog. You can get really seriously injured in the octagon.
Thank you. That's why I was like this. I was like, you see, what's that female you just mentioned? She's Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey was kicking everybody out. All of a sudden, when she lost bad. I was like, damn. She lost bad, and she said, "F it." She said, "It's like she lost some bad fights." She said, "F it, I'm done with this."
All right, Tom. Let's move on, man. Got another question for you, bro.
That's what's up. Hit me with it.
Which division is the best division in boxing right now?
Ooh, dang. Hey, man, that's like asking somebody the top five rappers. You know what I'm saying? Hey man, it's a toss up, man. And I know you want one answer, but it's between them welterweights and them dogs on lightweights, man. Lee, they stout, bro.
Gotta give me one.
Oh, just one? I just gotta pick one.
Gotta give me one.
Ah man, you know what? As bad as I want to say the welterweight, but I gotta say the lightweights, man. I gotta say the Devin Haney. I gotta say, you know, it's a toss up, but man, dude, the lightweights they've been bout them youngsters. These youngsters ain't playing, man. Tank and all them, they not playing, bro.
So why are you picking lightweight over welterweight?
I don't want to, but I'm just like the Devin Haney. I'm torn, man. I was writing this question down. I was looking. I was just like. Damn, both of these divisions. I mean, you just got so many stars on both sides. I mean, come on, just a lightweight brand. You got Devin Haney, you got Tank Davis, Shakur Stevenson, Teofimo Lopez, Ryan Garcia, Luke Campbell, Javier Fortuna, Richard Coney, Leo Santa Cruz, Chris Colbert, Devin Farmer. All them dudes is cold, man. I think, man, they cold. I won't be like, and they finna fight in the next few months. And they got belts. And then the reason I'm torn, because the welterweight, you already know what it is. You got Earl, T-Bud Crawford, Manny Pacquiao, Keith Thurman, Sean Porter, Ugas, Garcia, Kell Brook, Mikey Garcia, Virgil Ortiz, and the new dude on the scene, Jaron Booth Ennis. Come on, man.
Yep.
You see what I just did? So,
all right,
hey, man.
I'm going to give you an out. I'm going to give you an out, Tony. Because
that a good reason, though?
I pick lightweight. I pick lightweight and welterweight, too.
Oh, man.
I was
okay,
like,
right.
I was all like, right. Okay. I was like, all right, just in case he throws a curveball at me. But
yeah,
I'm going welterweight, though, bro.
Huh?
I'm going welterweight, bro.
But, you know, and
I think
that's real, though. That's real.
Only reason I'm going welterweight is because it got the best fighter in it. Terrence Crawford is, to me, the best fighter in the world right now. And actually, let me turn the music down a little bit because I got to get about to get a people spoiler alert.
Okay.
Spoiler alert, people. I read this somewhere, credible source. Terrence Crawford and Top Rank seem to be ready to be done with each other. So Terrence Crawford might be moving on from Top Rank Boxing. He might be willing to go to another promoter.
Wow.
With that being said, if he moves from Bob Arum and he goes to another promoter that's willing to do business with PBC, you will see Terrence Crawford versus the likes of Danny Garcia, Sean Porter, Keith Thurman, others.
Thank you. And, thank you. Because I ain't going to lie.
That's a spoiler alert,
man. Another one?
No, that's a spoiler alert.
Dang, Lee, that's some dope. Hey, man, I ain't going to ask you your source, but that right there, when I hang up with you, man, I'm all on the boxing block. You know what? I'm not going to see it on the boxing on TV, huh? That's cold, man. That's major.
So
to me, damn.
That's major news. That's major news.
That's breaking news. That's breaking news.
But
bro,
at the same time, right now they trying to make Pacquiao versus Crawford. I'm not mad at that fight. I think that fight supposed to be happening in June or July. So I like that fight for Crawford. It gives him a big fight against a big name.
Yep.
And Pacquiao coming off of his win against Thurman. The only downfall about this fight is Pacquiao, they stripped him of his belt. And if Pacquiao had his belt.
That's his fault, man. Pacquiao's his fault, man.
And that's kind of a bad blow. And that's a bad blow for Terrence, because if he was to beat Pacquiao, Pacquiao was a champion, he would have two belts. And Earl Spence will have two belts, putting them basically on the same footing. So, man, I'm kind of mad about that. But yeah, man, I want to wait, man.
No, that's cool. Cause I was too, but I was like, every time I turn on YouTube when I come home, when I get home, get dressed, take my shower, when I do all that, I look at my little YouTube, whatever, and I always be looking at some different boxing things. And I just be like this. I mean, like you said, Terrence Crawford, I just be like this. I just be like looking at him. I just be like, man, golly, that's what's up.
But you got to look at it too this way too, Tony. Earl Spence done fought Danny Garcia and Sean Porter. Sean Porter done fought Danny Garcia, Earl Spence, and Keith Thurman. Keith Thurman done fought Sean Porter and Danny Garcia and Manny Pacquiao. So Keith Thurman hasn't fought Earl Spence. He hasn't fought Terrence Crawford. The only person Sean Porter hasn't fought is Terrence Crawford. Danny Garcia, the only person he hasn't fought is Terrence Crawford. So basically all of them, they pretty much either going to have to fight Ennis or They're going to have to fight Yugas.
I want, you just said it. I want Keith Thurman to fight Jerron Ennis. They need to make that fight. Because right now, because Keith Thurman.
Don't want no smoke, though, dog.
But he act like he do. He talking a lot of, on the blog. He act like he do. He talking about everybody,
yeah,
bro. Because, hey, I mean, I can't tell. I cannot tell, bro.
Yeah, he be running his mouth, man. But when it comes time to put his name on the dotted line, man,
yeah.
He be like Fugazi, dog.
You right. And that's exactly why Earl Spence dissing his punk ass. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to curse on the blog. My bad.
Oh, it's fine. We're PG-13.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Now, you know what? And people trip out on Earl, but I'm like this. People, if you go back and see when Keith Thurman had the belt, I don't know how many times Earl would ask him, when we going to fight? You know, Keith Thurman always said that old punk ass, hey, man, your time is going to come. You got to wait. I was like, what? He'd be talking to him like he was 15 or something. Every time.
He be trying to put himself on a level that I don't really think he at. And he's a frustrating guy to me, man, because he fought Sean Porter. Okay, he fought Sean Porter. It was a tough fight.
That could have went either way.
You know,
that could have went either way, though.
Yeah, he fought Sean Porter, tough fight. What, about almost two years later or 18 months later, he fight Danny Garcia.
Another
tough
fight.
I thought Garcia did enough to win that fight. Then he took another year and a half off, and he came back and fought Manny Pacquiao. It's like,
hold on, before Pacquiao. No, he had a fight before Pacquiao. He fought Josecito Lopez. That's the dude that almost knocked his ass out. Josecito Lopez.
Man, ain't he old as hell, though?
I don't know,
like on HBO or something.
Hey, you know what? I that's a good question. I don't know how old he is, but he had Keith Thurman on skates. He was punch drunk.
Yeah.
He had him on skates, man. I was like, oh, my goodness, it's over. When I seen that, I was like, man, what you been doing? You ain't been in the gym? You ain't been training? You know what I'm saying? And then he didn't take Pacquiao for real, man. Broner said he seen him. He was gambling the night. You know what I'm saying? That's why he lost that fight, man. He got lumped up, man. Pacquiao beat his ass.
All right, man. This is the part of the show, man, I've been looking forward to.
What's up? Talk
man, I've been waiting. I've been waiting all week for this, man.
Uh-oh.
Tony.
Uh-oh. What's
get the deal? Get the people. Five fighters. They should keep their eye on, bro. Five up-and-coming guys, they should keep their eye on.
Hey, it's this cat named, his name is Chris Colbert. He's a lightweight. He's from Brooklyn. They call him Deion Sanders. Let him use his name, Primetime. He nice, man. He a southpaw. He's nice. Chris Colbert. Him. I'm going to say the next
What's
one.
What's his record?
Chris, I want to say he's 15 or 16 and 0.
Okay.
Something like that, 15 or 16 and 0 stuff. And he's an entertainer. Like I said, he's an entertainer. And like I said, just keep your eye on him. The next dude we already mentioned, Jerron Booth Ennis from Philly, 26 and 0, 27 and 0, because he just beat Lipinus last week. And 27-0 and 25 of them knockouts. He's a Philly fighter, so you know what comes along with that. And he comes from a family of fighters. So keep your eye on him. And I'm gonna say some of the others we kind of talked about already because I just don't think they get
Tony,
much pub. What's up,
Charlie? Let me jump in real quick. They talking about your boy Ennis might be fighting Yugas for Pacquiao's belt. They said they might that fight.
What?
Yeah, they said they're looking at Ennis fighting Yugas for the belt that they gave Yugas after they stripped Pacquiao. So that's just something that I read this week. So on ESPN. But go ahead, man. Who you got number three?
You know what? I'm gonna say this. This person I'm about to say, I'm gonna say him because to me, he don't get. Whenever they talking about another lightweight, whenever they talking about him, whenever the known ones, the famous ones, whenever Teofimo, they don't hardly ever mention his name. I'm gonna say Shakur Stevenson. He like 23, 24. He from Newark, and I want to say what is he like 18 and all? I'm terrible with these records. He undefeated, but he from Newark, and he fought. I mean, he was in the Olympics. I want to say I think in 2016, he was Olympic, and they got footage of him sparring Devin Haney. Hey, bro, it was nice. Hey, keep your eye on him because, hey, man, he's gonna be nice. I mean, everything is straight on him, and he moved from Newark. He moved from Newark to Houston up under Jay Prince from Rap-A-Lot. Jay Prince, he up under Jay Prince tutelage. I guess Jay Princeton got into boxing, man.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's from your
Stevenson.
Home state. That's from Texas.
Of course.
That's
already,
a Tony
you already know. H-Town. Oh, yeah. That's right. I'm a Texas native. I'm living in North Carolina, but I'm a Texas native. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, Shakur Stevenson. And this is my fourth person. I'm gonna say, I think he the youngest. Him and Ryan Garcia, they're the youngest out of all these. But Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia, keep your eye on them too. They gonna blow up, man. They gonna blow up. Ryan Garcia got 500 million. I mean, I'm about for a million Instagram followers, and he a boxer. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's unheard of. Either 1 million or 5 million, but keep your eyes out on them cats, and you know, and they got some of them got fights coming up within the next few months. I'm telling you, man, boxing. That's why I say that's the part of boxing. I was saying I like. It's gonna be some fights. These young gunners are bringing boxing back, man. They bringing boxing back.
And that's what I don't think. That's one of the things that I said. That's why boxing is in a good spot. Because right now they got a bunch of young guys that are considered stars, and we didn't even bring that part up. These guys are on social media, and they got followers through the roof.
They do. They don't
yeah,
make no
social
sense,
media.
Man.
Yeah, man, social media is something, dog.
It is.
But,
hey, Lee, it is. They get to post their videos of their training. I'd be like this. He ain't doing nothing but punching a bag, and he getting all these likes. I'd be like, this dude's a, I mean, that's crazy to me, man. That's crazy to me.
That's crazy, dog.
Yeah. But he backs it up. Ryan Garcia backs it up a little bit in the ring, but he still needs some more experience. But that social media off the chain, just like what you said.
Yeah, he got a fight coming up, Ryan Garcia, dude.
Yeah.
I heard that. Javier Fortuna. He fighting Javier Fortuna.
I got it right here. Yeah. Hey, man. Let me tell you. This gonna probably be Ryan's toughest fight, bro. I think Javier Fortuna, I think he's from the Dominican Republic. He's from the Dominican Republic.
That's
he fine. A dog, man. He a dog. I mean, and he pressed me. You know how Sean Porter comes at you like a dog?
Yeah.
That's how he do. Hey, man, Ryan Garcia, I think this is going to be his toughest squad.
Yeah, but that's good, though.
It's
like all these guys are young enough where if you lose to a guy, you know, you get a couple wins, you get a rematch. You know, you all get to go at it again because they so young. So that's why I was leaning towards the lightweight. Because all them guys are super young, but I went with welterweight because Terrence Crawford in welterweight. But look,
I got you. But look,
Tony gave y'all top five up and comers. I'm going to give y'all
who
my
you
top
got?
Five pound for pound.
Who you got? Who you got?
My
who
top five
really?
Pound for pound. My top five pound for pound, Tony. Number one, I got Terrence Crawford.
Number one is.
I got Terrence Crawford. Hey, 37-0, 28 knockout. Last win was fourth round TKO versus Kell Brook. You know, he made history when he unified all the belts at light welterweight. And right now, let's talk to him. talks of Pacquiao and Crawford fighting in June. Number two, I got your hometown dude, Errol Spence, WBF, WBC Unified Welterweight Champion, 27-0, 21 KO. Last win was unanimous decision over Danny Garcia. I did read somewhere that they was talking about making a fight, him versus Yugas, but when Ennis won, they want to get Ennis the chance to fight Yugas. So we don't know what Errol Spence is going to do. So he probably sit out a little while, but let's just see. At number three, I got Canelo, Saul Alvarez, the unified middleweight title holder.
How you got,
I got him three, dog.
I'm mad at you, man. I'm mad at you.
I got him three, dog. I got him three.
All right,
you want me to move him up or move him down?
I can't, you know, Lee, I'm going to say this, and this ain't, a lot of Mexicans don't probably hate me, but I'm like this. When you cheat, I just can't mess with you. When you cheat to me, you always a cheater. And the only reason I say that is Errol Spence.
Talk about the steroid thing, huh?
Hey, man, I'm going to be like this. He didn't even have to do that. He was already undefeated and winning. He ain't lost since. He has not lost a match since Floyd. Why are you taking PED? You ain't never lost after Floyd. So I was like, it don't make no sense to me, man.
And then I think the only thing that bothered me about it, and I guess I should have took that into consideration, but hell, Canelo is on the chair, dog, is the excuse that he used.
Man.
The excuse that he used was... The meat in Mexico, they use a lot of steroids in the meat in Mexico, la, 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 la. If you know that, why are you eating that meat? You rich enough where you can have your own meat flown delivered to you. So, but, you know, he, 50, damn, this,
but he could box,
this mug got 58.
He could box, though, I ain't gonna lie. He could box, though. I ain't going in front.
Yeah, he 51. 55-1-2 with 37 knockouts. Last fight was TKO third round knockout over Evgeny Yildirim on February 17th. To me,
garbage fight.
Yildirim looked like he shouldn't have been in the ring with Canelo. He looked like he should have been holding the in-between signs telling us which round it was coming up. That's how bad he looked in that fight. But Canelo was stepping up. He's stepping up a competition on May 8th when he take on Billy Joe Saunders. So we'll see what happens. At number four, I got Tyson Fury, the heavyweight title holder. Last fight was TKO, seven-round victory over Deontay Wilder, who blamed a loss on his gear walking to the ring. I'm not buying it. And we're looking for... Fury to fight Anthony Joshua sometime this summer to unify the heavyweight title. And at number five, I got Teofimo Lopez, the unified lightweight title holder. Last win was unanimous decision over Lomachenko on October 17th. And his next fight is against George Kambosos Jr.
Oh, yeah.
And that fight is yet to be announced. But I think that's going to be a good fight.
I think it's going to be in June.
Going back to Lopez.
I think it's going to be in June.
I thought Lopez had a great fight against Lomachenko, but he did some things in the later rounds that I didn't like. He needs to work on his cardio because Lomachenko came back in the second half of that fight, and I had it scored as a draw, but, you know, they gave it to Lopez. But, you know, that's boxing, man. Boxing is boxing.
Yeah, you know what, and Lee, I kind of, I didn't, toward the end of that fight, it's like he was getting tired. I was just like this, damn, Lomachenko was catching him. I like Teofimo, man, you getting caught, man. Damn.
Yes, sir.
I don't know. And it seemed like you could tell it's like he was getting tired. But one thing about boxing, like you said, Lomachenko, what I didn't understand, why wasn't you throwing no hands the first six rounds? It's going to be hard to win a fight, any fight, not fighting six rounds. That's some cocky shit, man.
Yeah.
That's an arrogant or something. Either you arrogant or you just couldn't, or Teofimo just had, you were trying to figure him out for six rounds?
I thought Teofimo was more aggressive I thought he was more aggressive in the first half of the fight.
Yeah.
And then Lomachenko was more aggressive in the second half of the fight. And plus, in the first half of the fight, Lopez kept Lomachenko kind of at bay. He wouldn't let Lomachenko close the space. So he was using his jab a lot. And I think once Lomachenko figured out how to close the space, that's when the fight changed. But, you know, I got – so my top five is Terrence Crawford, Errol Spence, Canelo Alvarez, Tyson Fury, and Teofimo Lopez. That's my top five pound for pound. But, hey, this has been really, really fun tonight. Me and my boy Tony chopping it up, talking boxing. And, man,
it's a pleasure, man. It's
man,
a pleasure.
This has been super fun, dog.
Of course.
I know we're in overtime, but it's my show. It don't matter, you know.
you know,
it's my show. We're in overtime. It's all good.
I appreciate the invite. I appreciate the invite.
Hey, that being said, man, you got any last words? It don't have to be about boxing. It could be about anything, dog.
Hey, first of all, Lee, I want to let you know something, brother. I'm proud of you. All your writing skills and this blog we doing, the podcast. I'm serious, bro. We still cool after all these years. The only thing I wish I was in Colorado with you, so it would be at the crib. But I appreciate the invite, man. I appreciate the brothership, the brotherhood, and all that. Hey, man, and just stay careful, you know, with your family out there with this pandemic. And, man, we could do this again one day.
Yeah, bro. You know, man, like I was telling you, I didn't tell the people that listen. But like I was telling you, I was like, the reason I did this show was because of you. I was like, you know, my man Tony, man, he always, every time me and him be Marco Polo on, he always talking about boxing. So I was like, damn, man, let me do a show about boxing. So I was like, yo, throw my boy Tony on. I'm gonna let him get his heat rocks off. I'm gonna showcase him tonight. So you know, I'm gonna throw Tony on. So when I told Tony when I brought the show out to him, I was like, yo, I want you to do the show with me, man. We can talk boxing. I was like, look, hey, I'm gonna give you the topics and I'm gonna give you a week, you know, to get the stuff together so you get on, you have all your notes and stuff. So last Friday, Tony called me. He was like, yo, bro, we going on tonight? I was like, nah, man, it's next week. He was like, damn, we're looking right at the paper, man. And it say the 16th. I was like, yeah, we're going to do it next week. So, you know, man, I just wanted to give my boy Tony, you know, shine some light on him and his boxing knowledge. You know, we come up here and educate y'all on boxing. You know, let y'all know what we like, what we don't like, the fighters we like, the fighters y'all should keep y'all eye on. And for y'all young folks that didn't grow up on boxing is the combat sport that most of us fell in love with. It was boxing and wrestling. It wasn't no UFC back then. It was either boxing or wrestling that we was watching. So,
we grew
up in the golden age of boxing, before pay-per-view, where on Saturdays on the wide world of sports, you know, you can watch a good boxing match. But, the business of boxing has changed. Boxing is, you know, like most sports, has grown over time. And, you know, we as fans, we might not like it, but, you know, you got to take the good with the bad. But tonight, in this show, we done gave y'all more good about the sport of boxing than bad. So hopefully some of y'all that's never watched a boxing match, you know, hopefully this show will open y'all minds up and y'all to get out and give boxing a chance, you know, and bring it back to where it's supposed to be at. But, you know, in closing,
Can I say one more thing, man?
And this
to the people out there listening. I might not be right on some of the stuff I said. If I wasn't, I don't mind constructive criticism. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
If I was off, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Educate me. Let me know. PH6874@gmail.com. You can email me. Facebook, Tony Anderson, T-O-N-E-Y Anderson, because that's how I like to get, that's how I get educated. I'm like, okay, you know what I'm saying? My bad, I said his name wrong, or anything. If I didn't have a record right, I don't mind constructive criticism in this boxing thing. And that's all I wanted to say to the fans.
Well, first of all, people really shouldn't be scrutinizing the show that hard, because basically tonight's show was all about educating people on the sport of boxing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know for what I do, I normally do deep dives into topics because, you know, that's what I do on this show. Tony is a
right.
special guest co-host. He's somebody invited to be on the show, so he's not considered an expert, and neither am
right.
I, but we get here to share our opinions and thoughts with you guys. So
thank you.
Constructive criticism is always welcome. And, you know, we're not sensitive. You know, we were both in the military for 20-plus years, so our skin kind of thick.
Yeah.
But, look, man, in closing, like always, hey, make sure everybody's practicing social distancing, wear your mask. If you're going to get vaccinated, do it. You know, that's a personal choice. We're not here to judge people for getting the vaccine or judge you if you don't. But,
for sure.
Hey, Lee and Tony signing out. And as always, in closing, I'd like to leave y'all with this. Positive people with positive energy. Yeah, positive results. With that being said, everybody have a good weekend. Take care of each other. Take care of yourself. Tony, I'm going to call you when we get off, all right?
Bet. All right, y'all take care.
Hey, and always in closing, we always end with that. Peace.